Estevan, June was filled with many community events, graduations, big announcements and donations. Dennis Day of Fast Trucking Service in Carnduff revealed June 1 that he was donating $250,000 to Saskatchewan's Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation. The Estevan Comprehensive School saluted student achievement from the 2021-22 school year during its annual awards night June 1. Two well-known members of the Saskatchewan Oil Patch were recognized during the Saskatchewan Oil and Gas Show in Weyburn. The Saskatchewan Oilman of the Year, Grant Fagerheim, and Southeast Sask. Oilman of the Year, Derek Big Eagle, were presented their awards. Several oilfield workers were named Southeast Legends. It was a few weeks later than hoped, but the Estevan Motor Speedway opened its 2022 season with a doubleheader June 3 and 4. Racing was held in five classes. Scottish culture was celebrated in Estevan on June 4 during a Cayley night. The Druitt School of Dance and the Pipe and Drums Band performed. The Estevan Oilfield Technical Society's annual Oilman's Golf Tournament was held June 3-5 at the TS&M Woodlawn Golf Course. Drew Fenwick won the 36-hole championship flight. Walter Family Farm, a mixed operation located just outside of Lampman, became this year's recipient of the prestigious Estevan Farm Family of the Year Award. A presentation took place at the farm June 6. Tracy Peters had her indoor exhibit, Subconscious Terrain, installed at the EAGM, and an off-site installation, Bog Sensing, was placed at the Woodlawn Regional Park. At the same time, Ruth Langweiser finished her year as the artist in residence. The EAGM also completed a restoration project at the Northwest Mounted Police Museum. Premier Scott Moe announced a cabinet shuffle on June 7, and among those affected was Estevan MLA Lori Carr, who became Minister of Sask Builds and Procurement, Minister responsible for the Public Service Commission, and Minister responsible for Saskatchewan Liquor and Gaming Authority. Students from the ECS had an impressive showing at the Track and Field Provincial Championships in Rehina, bringing home medals and posting numerous top 10 finishes. The Estevan Public Youth Center held its first-ever girls-only art project. Life in an Instant was a four-week adventure and also a study on rural girlhood that started with training June 9. Numerous classic vehicles could be seen at the John Dyke Show and Shine June 10 at the ECS's parking lot. The Energy City X Fair and Rodeo, organized by the Estevan Exhibition Association, happened June 9-12 at the exhibition grounds with tons of entertainment, events and activities. Not only did the fair and rodeo occur on the same weekend, but also back after years away was the Rodeo Queens contest. Thousands of people attended the various events. Community Futures Sunrise launched a new regional multimedia Explore SE Sask campaign that drives regional tourism goals forward. Several area residents were named Southeast Explorers. The Estevan Salvation Army and Canada Post hosted a successful stampout hunger food drive on June 11. TNT Rod Show and Shine returned to the Gervais property. On June 11, hundreds of admirers gathered to share their love for classic vehicles and enjoy a great day together. The Alameda Regional 4-H Show and Sale saw a greater turnout than probably ever before. The Alameda Agricultural Society invited participants and spectators to join them on June 11 and 12. The Dr. Neil Howard Memorial Dog Jog, one of the bigger fundraisers for the Estevan Humane Society, saw many participants walking at Woodlawn Regional Park on June 12. Buffalo Potash Corp. and the City of Estevan announced the company formally committed to setting up a solution mining research and development, R&D, facility and the Estevan Fertilizer Production Facility. The Southeast College's Estevan campus had two reasons to celebrate on June 17. One was the presentation of awards. The other was a graduation ceremony. This year's graduation celebration for the ECS brought together some traditional elements and a relatively new favorite concept June 18. The cap and gown ceremony was held at Affinity Place, and a grad parade was held throughout the streets of Northeast Estevan. Boundary Base Classic returned to Boundary Dam June 18. The Estevan Downtown Business Association's night markets returned for the second season on June 23. Cardinal Energy presented the Middale, Simri Fire Rescue and first responders with a check for $100,000 to go towards their new building. St. Joseph's Hospital in Estevan welcomed Dr. Vijay Prabhu. The Government of Saskatchewan, the Saskatchewan Health Authority and the EPPS announced the Police and Crisis Team, PACT, program became operational in Estevan. Ceres Global Ag Corp. announced on June 24 that it was suspending its previously announced canola crush project at Northgate. The Estevan Elite Girls won the Softball Highway 39 League on June 25. Just 3 days into the new role and on the first day of the official leaders' tour, newly elected Saskatchewan NDP leader Carla Beck visited the Estevan area. The Lampman Recreation Board received a $514,000 grant to help with the upgrades of the Lampman ice rink system. The Estevan Arts Council celebrated four 2022 scholarship recipients during an in-person ceremony on June 28.